الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال ذي الفرقان الحميد إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير صدق الله العظيم صدق الله الذي وصدق الرسول النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين All praises and worthy of worship is due solely for Allah, the originator, the sustainer of the seven heavens and the earth. Normally, people differ and they have different opinion regarding every matter. People have gone as far as rejecting the oneness of Allah, rejecting the finality of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. But there is one subject matter whereby everyone unanimously accept, be it a king or be it a slave, be it a rich person or be it a poor person, everyone accepts, and that is death. Those who came on the earth all left. The nations in the past lived for many, many centuries. Allah is asking a question, is there anyone that is still living? Is there anyone that is still existing? That is imminent. None of us know as to when and where we will breathe our last. There are five things which no one knows except Allah. The first is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. When Qiyamah will take place, it's only within the knowledge of Allah. وَيْنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. When it will rain, the volume, the quantity of rain, whether it will be beneficial or harmful, it's within the knowledge of Allah. وَيَعْلُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And what's in the stomach of a pregnant woman, boy or a girl, or a twin, it's within the knowledge of Allah. And وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى. And no person knows as to what we will earn for tomorrow. And وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. And no person knows as to which part of the earth he will breathe his last. Once, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was seated together with his people. Malak al-Maut came, and he began to observe, and he began to look at the people that were sitting with salam. Then Malak al-Maut left. So one person from the gathering said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was that person? Sulaiman alayhi salam said it was Malakul Maut. So this person said, he was staring and looking at me. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, is there anything that you desire? Is there anything that you wish for? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, send me away to Hind, that is India. Allah blessed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam power over the wind. So he was transported to India. Malak al-Maut came back to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, said, O Nabi of Allah, I was commanded, I was instructed to extract his soul in India. But surprising, he was sitting before you. So none of us know as to when and where we will breathe our last. When the 15th night of Shaban takes place, then Malak al-Maut is given a list of all those who are to pass on, who are to leave this world within the course of the year. You find a person, he's intending to travel abroad. A person is intending to get married. Or a person is intending to expand his business, little realizing very soon his janazah will be carried. And not a day passes by, respected elders, that Malak al-Maut does not visit our homes 3 times. And when a person's time is up, then the angel of death, Malak al-Maut, extracts his soul. So his wife, his children, they begin to cry. His near and dear ones, they begin to cry. Malak al-Maut then holds the door of the home and he addresses them by saying, I did not snatch his sustenance, no. Neither I shorten his lifespan. I will continue coming until none of yous will remain. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says, if people could only hear the message and the announcement of Malak al-Maut, they will leave the deceased person and cry over their own selves. And the angel of death, respected Allah's Malak al-Maut, nothing stops him. He is not prevented by anyone to enter a palace, a mansion or a hut. And neither is Malak al-Maut, the angel of death, afraid of anyone, be it a tyrant ruler or be it an oppressive person. It's written of a person from the Bani Israel who was an oppressor. So he was in privacy with his wife. A stranger entering. So he ran towards him with anger and said to him, who gave you permission to enter? So the stranger said, the owner of the house. And I don't require permission from anyone. I'm not afraid of any king. I'm not afraid of any tyrant or an oppressive ruler. So when the owner heard this, he said, are you Malak al-Maut? Are you the angel of death? Malak al-Maut said, yes. When he heard this, he began to shiver. He was gripped with fear. He then said to Malak al-Maut, allow me that amount of time that I may write my will. Malak al-Maut said to him, you had all the time to do whatever you wished, whatever you wanted to. Now your time is up. لا يستأخرون ساعة ولا يستقدمون. Not an earlier, your soul will be extracted and not a second ahead. So then he said to Malak al-Maut, where will you then take me now? Malak al-Maut said to him, towards your action and deeds which you have sent forth. He said, but I did not perform any virtuous action deed as such. So Malak al-Maut then said to him, well, then you'll be taken towards a blazing fire of Jahannam, which will burn your skin. Malak al-Maut then extracted his soul. Similarly, it's written of a person who was very, very tyrant, very oppressive. Malak al-Maut extracted his soul. So the malaikas, the angels, said to Malak al-Maut that you extracted many people's soul. Is there anyone that you feel, that you felt pity for, or you felt sorry for? So Malak al-Maut said, there was a woman in the jungle. She gave birth to a baby boy. I was then commanded to extract her soul. I said to myself, Malak al-Maut saying, I said to myself, what's going to happen to this baby boy, newly born? What's going to happen to him in this jungle, alone? There isn't anyone to take care of him. So the Malaika said to Malak al-Maut, the person whose soul you had extracted was most tyrant, most oppressive, was the very same baby in the jungle who you felt sorry for. Malak al-Maut then turns toward Allah. He praises and glorifies Allah. O Allah, you know your creation the best. The contrary, a servant of Allah, beloved servant of Allah, is out on a journey. Malak al-Maut approaches him, greets him. He replies, Salam. Malak al-Maut then says to him, I have something to tell you. So this beloved servant of Allah says, by all means. Malak al-Maut said, I am the angel of death. So the servant of Allah said, for a lengthy period I will be waiting for you. Malak al-Maut then said to him, fulfill and do whatever task you have. He then said to Malak al-Maut, there isn't anything more beloved to me than meeting my Rabb Allah. Malak al-Maut then said to him, I am being instructed that to fulfill whatever wish and whatever desire you have, I am prepared. So this servant of Allah said, allow me to perform wuzu and allow me to perform 2 rakat of salah in namaz, extract my soul, which Malak al-Maut did. When a believer, respected elders, when he sees the angels of mercy, and when he sees the many different bounties, the damsel of Jannat, the different fruit, the mansion, the clothes of Jannat. So the angels say to him, would you like to return to the dunya again? So this believer would say, a place of misery, a place of grief and sorrow, a place of hardship and difficulty. No. Take me to where you are taking me towards. And how scary, and how frightening, and how painful is Malak al-Maut when he approaches before a sinful person. We've heard this incident several times. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to Malak al-Maut, I want to see how you approach before a sinful person. Malak al-Maut said to Ibrahim, you will not be able to bear it. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, yes, I will. So Malak al-Maut said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, turn your face. Ibrahim alayhi salam turned his face. Then the angel of death said, now look. Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a giant, pitch black, with long hair, wearing black clothes, terrible stench, fire leaping from his mouth, fire leaping from his nose. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam saw his scene, he fell unconscious. When Ibrahim alayhi salam regained, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam then said, if there was no other punishment in store for a sinful person in the grave in the year after, merely seeing Malak al-Maut, this punishment was sufficient. Malak al-Maut then appeared in a handsome person with beautiful fragrance. Malak al-Maut said, this is how I appear before a believer, a servant of Allah. And speak to others. Those moments of life. Those moments of life. When a person breathing his last. It's very crucial. Very critical. Very painful. How painful? More painful than a person being slashed with a sword 300 times. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after he left the world, Allah asked him, "Oh Musa, how did you feel the last moments of your life?" According to one narration, he said, "Wallah, it was like skinning a live sheep. This is how I felt the last moments of my life." Another narration, "Oh Allah, it was like throwing a live bird in the fire. This is how I felt." Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was asked, "How does the soul leaves one?" Hazrat Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "It's like taking a thin sheet, placing it on a thorny tree, and then pulling it. This is how the soul leaves one," respected elders. The soul, initially, it's taken out from the toes to the heel. From the heel, it comes up to the knees. And when the soul reaches the throat, shaitan to snatch away this gift of iman, which Allah has blessed us with. If a person is particular with his salah, he is constant, particular regarding salah, then malakul maut reminds him of the kalima la ilaha illallah and moves and wards shaitan away. In fact, it's written one hadith that the angel of death, he searches and he records the name of all those who perform the salah. Similarly, respect Allah, that person who is particular, who is conscious, making miswak, inshallah, Allah will grant him the kalima la ilaha illallah when he breathes his last. And whoever we love, whatever we love, whosoever tradition we admire and follow, that person who is breathing his last, he will see it. It's written of a person who was addicted to alcohol. While he was breathing his last, he began saying, "You take one sip and you give me one sip. You take one sip and you give me one sip." And he breathed his last. Similarly, it's written of a person, day in, day out, day in, day out, he used to sell locks. Some locks were from Egypt, from China, some locks from Japan. So he kept on saying, "This lock is from Japan, this lock is from China." When he was breathing his last, respected Allah, he began saying, "Japan, China, Japan, China." And this is how he left his world. And when death approached the beloved servants of Allah, they were anxious. They were ready to meet Allah. As Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was breathing his last, about to leave the world, his daughter began crying. So he began consoling his daughter, "Oh my beloved daughter, don't cry. Why are you crying?" So she says, "If I don't cry for you, then for who should I cry?" Hazrat Abu Bakr then said, "At this moment, I dislike anyone's soul to be extracted and taken out except my soul." Then he then said, "Amran, I'm afraid perhaps this gift of iman may not be snatched and taken away from me." Who says this? The greatest, after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who is concerned, he's worried. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was breathing his last, he began crying.
So people say, oh, Abu Huraira, why are you crying? He says, the journey is lengthy. The journey is lengthy. I have no provision. Very soon, I will be placed in the lap of the graves. The grave with heaps of sand above me. I have no idea as to whether I will be amongst the dwellers of Jannat or amongst the dwellers of Jahannam. Marwan comes, the leader. He makes dua. Oh Allah, grant shifa to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes dua. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Allahumma inni uhibbu liqaak. Oh Allah, I love to meet you. Marwan left. Before he could reach the marketplace, people learned, people heard, Hazrat Abu Huraira left the world. Mansur Rahmatullah Ali, the great saint of Allah, when he was about to leave the world, he was perplexed. People said, oh Mansur, oh saint of Allah, oh wali of Allah, this was not your condition before. Why are you so worried and so perplexed? His answer was, the journey is lengthy. I have no provision. I will be placed in the lap of the graves. I will meet my Allah. And I will be in the grave for a lengthy period till the day of Qiyamah. And on the day of Qiyamah, when I will rise and when Allah will summon me, Allah will ask me, can you produce one subhanallah which you recited solely for my pleasure? What answer will I give to Allah? Mansur Rahmatullah Alayhi is that saint of Allah, that beloved saint of Allah. The scholars have written, for 60 years, he did not even attach himself with the world. And this is his concern. Respected elders, who is an intelligent person? Who is an intelligent person? Intelligent person is he who prepares for death. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that person who remembers death constantly, his heart will remain alive. Death will become easy for him. And the main cause of us being unmindful of death, we are very much attached to the worldly gains and material. Today we all have arrived and attended to perform Jummah Salah. Thereafter, inshallah, we'll perform the Janaza Namaz of Maulana Yusuf Marhum. May Allah elevate his status. May Allah fill his cover with noor. And may Allah expand his grave. Qualified in Darwin. For several years, he also taught in Springle Beach, Maktab. And he was very active in going out in the path of Allah. Daily, five angels descend from the heaven. And each one makes an announcement. Amongst the five angels that make an announcement, the one angel, he addresses the deceased people, saying to them, why is it that you are regretting? And who is it that you envy? So the inmates of the grave, they say to the angel, we regret, because with all the time to worship Allah, all the time to obey Allah, and we envy those who are alive, you and I, respected elders. So may Allah grant us all the opportunity and tawfiq, respected elders, to prepare for the journey which we haven't seen, which we haven't traveled on. And respect, may Allah make our last moments of life a comfortable, easy one. May Allah keep us all steadfast on iman. And may Allah grant us all dead on iman and rise in the day of Qiyamah with iman. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Respected Musallis, before you commence with your sunnats, we humbly appeal